Someone recently asked me about making the tradition instant soups on Shabbos, a very popular item in camp, a very a good source of MSG and sodium. But when the food in camp isn't the greatest, that's always a good backup to have those tradition soups. It's been many, many years since I've had any. But assuming the Matzias is the same, that the different types, there's the noodles and peas and carrots and there's some seasoning in them, is one allowed to pour hot water on or into the tradition soup on Shabbos? So the question really involves two different melachos. Number one is a melacha of bishul, and number two is a melacha of makeh bipatish. So let's first address the question of bishul. So if one knows for sure that all the items in the tradition soup has already been cooked, then there's no problem of cooking on Shabbos. There's ein bishul achar bishul, which means once something's been cooked once, it cannot undergo a second cooking. Meaning if I have a steak and I reheat it on Shabbos, forgetting questions of shihi and chazara, isur derabanan. Let's just focus on bishul. If something's been cooked one time, you can't cook it a second time. It's called ein bishul achar bishul. That's true of solids, not true of liquids. So in other words, when it comes to a liquid, let's say I boiled water, and then the water cools off, so the water, liquid, is subject to a second cooking. There is bishul achar bishul after something that's a liquid. But if something is already a solid, and has been cooked once, there is no violation of cooking it a second time. So the great example is, let's say you have soup croutons. Soup croutons have already been cooked in the factory. They've been boiled and they're deep fried. Deep fried is considered bishul. It's a liquid. It was cooked in liquid. So now the croutons are cooked once. So you're allowed to add them to your boiling soup. Are you cooking the croutons? No. Since the croutons is a solid, it was cooked already once using the means of a liquid as opposed to a dry type of cooking. It was already bishul. Bishul means cooked in water, cooked in frying, in oil. So since the croutons were cooked once, so there's no problem of cooking a second time. You could put them in the hot soup. Another example, noodles. Noodles already been cooked in water, boiling water. So even though the noodles have been cooled off, you are allowed to add them to boiling soup on Shabbos because ein bishul achar bishul. There's a discussion I'm not going to focus on right now, but something that's been baked. Baked is like bread or cake that's not cooked through a liquid, but rather it's dried, it's roasted or baked. So there's a question whether or not you could dip challah, which has been baked, not cooked, baked, whether you could dip that in boiling soup. That's another discussion. But for our purposes, ein bishul achar bishul, once the items were cooked to one time, there's no violation of cooking it a second time. So again, if you can ascertain that all the items in the soup have already been cooked, so then it's completely fine to pour hot boiling water onto the soup. Now, each company and each flavor has to be looked into separately, which could be very, very challenging to look into in the company and trusting the company. So let's assume not every item in the soup is cooked. There are peas and the carrots. They may not have been cooked already. So then let's say they're not cooked. So they're not cooked. Are you allowed to pour boiling water? So boiling water from a kli rishon, that would be bishul. You're not allowed to be mabashal things, even from a kli rishon, even iruy kli rishon. Even pouring boiling water onto food is a problem of bishul. But maybe you could use a kli sheni. We say only a kli rishon is mevashal, but a kli sheni isn't mevashal, doesn't cook things. So you could pour from a second cup, pour hot water you have a kli rishon, you have a kettle, you pour it into a cup, that cup becomes a kli sheni. Then you could pour from the kli sheni into the soup, since kli sheni doesn't have the strength to be mevashel. But the problem is, even though normally we say kli sheni is not mevashel, when it comes to kaleh habishel, kaleh habishel, kaleh is a lashon of kuf lamed yud, kal, light and easy. Things that get cooked very easily, such as tea is a classic example of kaleh habishel, so then kli sheni has the ability even to mevashel kaleh habishel, that's that which gets cooked easily. Tradition soup gets cooked in just, if it's assuming it's not cooked, by pouring hot water, it's mevashel it right away, it would be considered kaleh habishel. So if it's not cooked, if the tradition soups are not cooked, then you should not be able to use a kli sheni to pour it in, that would be bishel of kaleh habishel. So what about kli shlishi? Are you allowed to pour kli shlishi on a kaleh habishel, something that's easily cooked? So many poskim say you're not allowed to, but Ramosha is a tshuva. Ramosha is makel that you can use a kli shlishi in order to make tea. ah, isn't tea kali abishal? He says, yeah, kali abishal only means you can't cook it in a klisheni. It's also to cook in a klisheni. But to use a klishlishi, one would be allowed to. So if one holds in general, like Rav Moshe, that you're allowed to make tea using a klishlishi, so then certainly you're allowed to use a klishlishi to make the tradition soup. So that's how one would get around the problem of bishal with respect to the tradition soup. That's point one. But what about makir patish? Is there a problem of makir patish? What's makir patish? Makir patish is one of the 39 melachas, which in essence is a generic melacha. Whenever you take something that is not usable and you bring it to a state to make it usable, so that would be considered makir patish. So what's the relevance here? So there's a discussion in the poskim whether one can say makir patish to ochel, to food. Do we say such a din by food? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Shin Yud Ches, with regards based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't rub hot water, you can't wash hot water on raw fish. Why? Because hadachason hi gemar melachtan. By putting the hot water in, you're completing it. Gemar melachtan, pashup shot is an issue of bishul. You're mevashul, that raw fish is considered kaleh habishul. It gets easily cooked, and therefore it's a violation of bishul. But the Ramah goes on to say, "V'hu adin so too kol davar kasher, anything hard sheinu roy lechol kav, that's inedible below shriya without soaking it, it's aser l'shros of a Shabbos. You can't soak it in water making it edible. Have a gemar lacha." It sounds like, and Rav Vosner is medayik based on this Ramah. Rav Vosner and other sources, but Rav Vosner is found in Chelik Ches Simon Samach Gimel Shuvas Shevet Levi Chelik Ches Simon Samach Gimel. He is medayik from this Ramah, and a Yushalmi that we do say Gemar Melachtan, we do say Makir Patish even by food. So therefore, he's talking about these, Rav Vosner is discussing cubes of soup, that you take the cubes of soup which are inedible, and then you make them edible, even if there's no problem of cooking, there's a problem of Makir Bipatish. So let's say, so even if you assume that the food is, in the tradition soup, is cooked already, and even let's say you say it's not cooked and you're allowed to use a klishlishi, you're still transforming it from a state of being something that's inedible to something edible. You're taking a davar kasha that's not roi lachila and you're transforming it into a davar that's roi lachila. Would be a violation of makir patish. So, number one is not everyone holds this way. There's a machlokas whether we really do say makir patish by ochel. So maybe we don't have to machmir like Rav Vosner. And even if you do want to say we should be machmir that makir patish does apply to food. And I discussed this with Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter says that we do say makir patish by food. He brought a raya from the fact that hafrashas chumas and maisos is usher. Why is it usher? Because it's tikkun mana. Because you're fixing the food. You're making it now edible. It was once usher because of tevel. Now by removing chuma and maiser, it's now mutter to eat. Ah, so we see that being matir food, making it roi lachila, is considered tikkun mana. So he says we are machmir that makir patish tikkun mana does apply to food, but Rav Shechter felt that the tradition soups in the current state are actually considered edible. People don't eat it that way because they prefer to have it with the water and then to be soup and to be hot, but if one wanted to eat it, it would still be edible, and therefore, even though in general makir patish does apply, he doesn't think it applies to tradition soups, and therefore there's no problem of makir patish either. So in best practice, one should really do is, if we don't know, if you know for sure that the items in the soup are vadai cooked, so you could pour boiling water into the soup, that's fine. And if you don't know if they're cooked or not, so then best practice is to rely on Rav Moshe. If you hold a Rav Moshe in general, if you hold you can make tea, your post can hold you're allowed to make tea with klishlishi. If you hold that way in general, so then certainly you could hold that way here and use a klishlishi in order to make the tradition soups.